That's our ring. Time for Lum and Abner, brought to you by the makers of Alka-Seltzer. After Abner was certain that Lum had left for good, Lum appeared at the store and handed Abner $150, the exact amount Abner had paid to Ira Hoskins in the out-of-court settlement of a damage suit over the loss of Ira's prize bull. Lum would not reveal how he had gotten the money or where he had been, but instead he turned detective and offered to help Cedric find his lost wallet. Well, now, we'll soon see what happens next. You know, friends, the other day a banker said to me that he was certainly pleased with the number of regular war bond buyers he had among his customers. But he also felt that there were many more people who should be buying bonds and thus taking advantage of the finest investment in the country. Now, I wonder, are you one of those people who aren't buying the number of war bonds you should? Well, if you are, you're missing a big chance to build up your future and support our fighting men overseas at the same time. Helping to send a tremendous flow of weapons and equipment going to our fighting men at the front is our job. Your war bond buying help is urgently needed. So buy war bonds to safeguard your own post-war security, to help ensure a prosperous post-war country for all of us, and to help our fighting men win quicker. And remember, one of the best ways to buy war bonds is through your payroll savings plan in your plant or office. If you're not enrolled under the plan, do it now. Now let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, as we look in on the little community today, we find Abner in the jotting down store and library. Lum is just entering. Listen.
Come in. Oh, howdy, Lum.
Yeah, morning, Abner.
Hi, Douglas Lum. You sit right down here now and tell me where you got that money.
What money?
That $150 you gave me yesterday.
Oh, that.
Yeah, did you get Ira to give that back to you? If you did, how in the world did you ever get him to do it?
Well, that's a long story, and I'll tell it to you sometime.
No, sir, you're going to tell it to me right now. Douglas, I'm just dying with curiosity. Where did you go when you went out of town the other day? What did you do, Lum? Come on now. Tell me all about it.
All right. Quick as I find time, I'll explain the whole thing to you. Has there been any phone calls for me this morning?
No. The phone ain't even rang once.
No new clients called up, though.
What? Clients? What kind of clients?
Well, maybe it's too early for them to start coming in yet. As long as I ain't actually got my office open, I ain't even got a shingle up.
Office? What in the world are you talking about, Lum?
Well, a detective's got to have an office, ain't
he? Well, yeah, I reckon a detective is. Wait a minute. Are you serious about becoming a detective?
Why, natural. Why not?
Well, now, Lum, just because you promised to help Cedric Wee Hunt find his wallet, that ain't no reason for you to start thinking that you're an actual genuine detective.
Well, of course not. That's just one little old job. I've did other detective work. That reminds me, I've got a client coming in this morning, so I better get busy and make out his report.
Yeah, well, just a minute now. What other detective work have you did?
All right, I'll just tell you.
I wish you would.
Just sit down there. This will answer all your questions at once.
Oh. All right, I'm sitting. Go right ahead.
I'll have to make this short, of course, because I'm a busy man.
Just so as you tell me, that's all I care about.
I ought to have a crooked, thin pipe, what I ought to have, and a couple of caps with bills sticking out both directions.
Well, you can't go both directions at once.
Well, that's what fools them.
You want to back up, turn your cap around. You don't need two bills on it.
I could do that, I reckon.
My, sure.
Well, to begin with, you know that truck driver that come in here a couple of days ago and wanted to get some legal advice from me?
Yeah.
That young fella.
Yeah. Where have you got him now? In the penitentiary?
No, I ain't, Marty. Got things all figured out for him.
Is that where you was at when you went out of town?
Well, sort of.
Well, was it or wasn't it?
That weren't the main reason I went, though. See, I got a big idea when that truck driver was telling me about how this substitute driver damaged the front end of the truck and all.
The company wanted the regular driver to pay for the damage that the substitute done.
Yeah. And I figured it must be something a little suspicious on account of the way the substitute driver just turned in the truck and never reported the damage or nothing.
Yeah, that does sound sort of suspicious.
Then when this other feller told me what day the accident happened, that it must have happened somewhere on Highway 16, well, right then I got to putting two and two together.
Two and two what?
Just two and two.
Oh.
And what it added up to...
I know what it adds up to is four. Take two and add two on to it, well, that makes four.
I know what two and two adds up to.
Well, we both know it. Ain't no use to explain that to neither one.
Well, you just
I can go up to my fives if you want me to.
Go up to 20 if you take your shoes off.
Yeah, I can count. There ain't no doubt about that.
I'll tell you how come I got that $150 for you if you'll just stop and listen.
Well, you mean...
throwing them mathematics problems at me.
You mean you added two and two and got 150? That's wrong, Rom.
Abner, will you please keep quiet and let me tell you about this? I'm a busy man.
Oh,
excuse me. Anyway, I got to thinking, and I realized that that was the same day that Ari Hodgkin's bull was killed right there next to Highway 16.
Well, Robert the robot done that wrong.
Well, nobody actually ever saw him do it, though, did they?
Well,
I got to thinking that maybe Robert didn't do it.
Huh?
After all, the bull was found 20 or 30 feet away from the robot.
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
So a truck driving along the highway could have hit the bull itself.
I know that it could have. Say, maybe we ought to find out more about this farm right
now. What do you think I was doing when I went out of town?
Huh?
I found out the name of the substitute driver for the company, and after looking for practical a whole day, I finally found him.
He did?
Oh, yeah. Had a long talk to him. He wouldn't admit nothing for a long time, but I finally scared him into it by showing him that I was guessing to the piece.
You mean he actually admitted he was the one who hit Ari's bull?
He done it, yes, sir.
For the long time.
Well, of course, I put the pressures on him.
He did, huh?
Oh, yeah. Good
for you.
Then I went back to the company and told them what actually happened.
Well?
So right away, they straightened things out with the regular driver, and some insurance outfit's going to pay Ari for the loss of his bull.
Oh, so that's how come I give the money back, huh?
Why, sure. That's all he could do. Because that proved right there that you and the robot wasn't guilty after all.
Why, sure. I don't be. Good for you. Let me shake your hand.
Now, get away.
You're a genius. Let me shake that little old hand of yours.
Don't
put it out.
Start telling me how good I am. Yes. Just embarrassing. Just saying it because it's so.
Well, it is so. You're the most wonderful friend I ever had. I wish you was my uncle, old chum.
Well, Abner, after this, maybe you'll have more confidence in me. Maybe you'll put more trust into my judgment.
Douglas, I'll trust your judgment anywhere, no matter how bad it sounds.
Well, I'm glad to hear you talking that way.
From now on, Lum, old boy, whatever you say goes. Don't care what it is. If you say it, that makes it right with me, old boy.
Well, I don't want you to carry it too far.
Yes, sir. You're right. You're absolute right. You're right. That's Cedric. That ain't nobody else but Cedric. You're right, Mom.
Granny's ain't got a report made up for him yet, neither.
Your report?
Oh, he's my client.
Huh?
I'm still working on the case of the missing wallet.
Well, I don't believe you ain't found it yet. That thing is showing up here, and I'll tell you that part. When a detective like you can't find something, I'll say
Oh,
howdy, Cedric.
Cedric, I wish you wouldn't call me that no more. I don't like it. From now on, I want you to call me Inspector.
Well...
in the future, I want you to refer to me as Inspector Edder.
You ain't a chicken inspector, are you?
No, no. I seen one of them at a carnival once.
Yeah.
Had it on his hatband.
Them badges or what?
I never seen no chickens around there for him to inspect.
No.
No, Inspector Edder's the Scotland Yard bird.
Scotland Yard bird?
Yeah. That's what I'm known as in detective circles. Or that is, I will be.
Well, if you say so, it must be right. I wouldn't doubt your judgment for nothing in the world.
Well, how do you do, Mr. Yardbird? I'm sorrowful I'm late for my appointment.
Well, that's all right, Cedric. I ain't quite got your report done yet, neither. But I can give you a rough idea as to what I've did so far in regards to your missing wallet.
Oh, he'll give it to you, Cedric. He'll give it.
Well, say, I want to tell you something about that first.
Yes, don't worry, Cedric. If anybody can find that for you, old Inspector Yardbird, there can do it.
Yeah, I'm feared I'm going to have some more information before I can get any clues to work on, Cedric.
Well, I done got the wallet now.
Stop worrying about it, Cedric. He'll find it for you. Just tell old Omar the information he wants to know.
Yeah, what I'd like is a better description of the wallet.
What he'd like is a better description of the wallet, Cedric.
And what color it is and all that.
What color it is, Cedric?
Well, I can show you better than I can tell you.
That's a good idea, Cedric.
See, it looks just like this.
Hmm.
Oh, yeah. Colonel. I'll jot that down. Brown Allengear.
I'll give you one oil for.
Kind of wore around the edges there a little.
Yeah, or to help me identify it when I find it.
Yeah, old Alma find it, too. There's the outcap in this detective that ever lived. Right
see there. That, Tom. Like to measure it and get the exact size of it.
Watch him work
with it. I don't like to have no slip-ups when I'm on the case.
All right, but it seems kind of cute you're doing all this when I done fell in the
water. Now, listen, Cedric, never doubt Alma's judgment. I admit sometimes it sounds like he's doing the wrong thing, but I found out he is always right.
Yes, ma'am. All right, I got the measurements wrote down. Now, I'll just look inside and see if there's some identification cards or something like that.
Oh, that long showing old
system. Well, I can tell you what's in there without you looking. It's a social security card and an old Valentine from Clarabelle and a driver's license. Oh, I forgot to tell you. Some fish hooks in there.
You don't need to tell him, Cedric. He'll find it. Yeah, see there? He's writing it all down. There's my idea of a detective.
And I broke the lead in that pencil here. Can I borrow yours, Adam?
Yeah, sure. Anything you... Oh, no, but I ain't got one either. Must be one around the store here something. Wait a minute, I'll find one for you.
Well, I still don't see what you have to go to all that bother for as long as I done found my wallet.
Now, look, Cedric, if you expect long to found your wallet...
Hi, Granny, wait a minute. There's something wrong here.
Well, that's what I've been trying to tell you. No use in you looking for it as long as I ain't lost it no more.
Doggy, that's a good
one. Well, one bigger than how'd I ever happen to get mixed up like that?
Where'd you find your wallet, Sanders?
In my other pants.
Well, you're sort of a detective.
Well, I got to hurry. Can I have my wallet back now, Mr. Yardbird?
Oh, sure. Still can't figure out how come a detective like me to do a silly thing. Well, for goodness sake.
What's the matter, Long?
Where's it at?
Where, what?
The wallet.
Huh?
I know. I said it right there on the counter about 2 minutes ago. Now it's gone. Don't nobody leave this room. Call the police. Get a detective.
Well, if anyone needs a detective, I think Lum is the one. However, I'm afraid he would turn out to be a pretty baffling case for the best of sleuths. So be sure to join us again on our next regular visit down in Pine Ridge.
Friends, are you planning ahead? Are you planning a future for your children and for the realization of many of your dreams? Well, millions of people are. In fact, you might be surprised how many people are making sure of their post-war future by buying war bonds today. You see, money invested in war bonds will help to build the kind of a country you want for yourself and your children. And remember, for every $3 loaned to your government now, you will receive $4 10 years from today. And don't forget, you're loaning, not giving your money to Uncle Sam. And just think, you're building a secure future for yourself, free from money worry. And at the same time, you're helping our fighting men to win the war. So buy a war bond every month. It's easy. Just join the payroll savings plan in your plant or office. Or, if you're now enrolled in the payroll savings plan, buy an extra bond each month. This program was presented in the interest of the war effort by the Miles Laboratories, makers of Alka-Seltzer and One-A-Day brand vitamins, in cooperation with the Drug, Cosmetic, and Allied Industries Committee.